Mosul Dam is one of the largest dams in the Middle East region, and there is significant evidence that the dam is in a very serious structural situation. And the reason for that is that there hasn't been maintenance done on the dam for a number of years at the standard that's expected. And the reason for that is because of the conflict ongoing in Iraq. So a number of studies are showing that the dam is at risk of what we would call a catastrophic outburst. What that means is that the diaphragm of the dam would break, and we could have a situation of grave circumstance. And it's for that reason that the government of Iraq has just this week issued a call to its population to be ready in the event that something like that happens.
There are alarming reports that up to 1 million people could die if the dam does break.
Well, the volume of the dam is such that that is, in a worst-case scenario, in fact, a possibility. If you look at the floodplain for the dam, in other words, the number of people along the area where the floodwaters would occur, in fact, in a worst-case scenario, it could reach that level. And I think this is why everyone is so worried and why the government of Iraq has taken the step of alerting its population. The government has reached out to the United Nations, in particular the United Nations Development Program, and has asked us to assist it with helping to develop an emergency alert system. This is a system that would be activated to warn populations that, in fact, an outburst has occurred and that they need to take urgent steps in order to ensure their safety.
What is being done now in order to try and prevent this catastrophic event from taking place? What do we know about efforts that are being made at the moment?
This is a very important development. A company has just been contracted by the Iraqi government to come in and do emergency maintenance on the main diaphragm of the dam. And the fact that this is work that's just about to be undertaken is very positive. There's a very big expectation that the Italian company, which has won the contract to do this work, will be able to stabilize the dam in record time, and that could prevent the kind of outburst that we're all very, very worried about.
Is there any other role that the UN could be playing, or anything else that the UN and its agencies could be doing in order to help crisis manage the situation at the moment, as it were?
We are, of course, are on standby to help the government in any way that they ask. The United Nations Development Program, as I mentioned, is working with the government to help develop an emergency alert system. And we've just received very generous funding from the U.S. government to take that to a second phase and to help prepare communities that are living in the floodplain to be prepared in case there is an outburst. And this is work which we are accelerating because I think, like so many, we're very nervous about what might actually happen. The thing about a catastrophic outburst is you can't predict when it will happen, but you have to be ready for it. And this is why the United Nations is working as hard as we can to help the government.
Mosul, of course, is a city of many hundreds of thousands, and it is in the hands currently of the ISIL terrorist group. ISIL also, of course, were in control of this dam last year.
That's right. And the fact is now it is under the control of forces aligned with the government. That's very positive. And I think that the fact that the dam is under the control of the government means that the kind of maintenance work, which is so urgent, can take place. We are very worried about the hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are living currently in Mosul. And part of the emergency alert system that the United Nations Development Program is helping the government to establish, part of that system involves mobile transmission units. These are stations that you can literally move, and the intention would be to place them in locations that would reach the population of Mosul.
And the Mosul Dam, of course, must be on the edge of this conflict zone. And so therefore, I guess any work that's done has to be done against the backdrop of the potential of very unpredictable violence that's happening all around.
That's exactly right. And part of the reason why maintenance has not been done as regularly as has previously occurred on the dam is because it is in a conflict area. And this is why the work that's just about to start with the company that has won the contract for the maintenance, it's absolutely urgent. I think many of us who are working in Iraq regard this as one of the highest priorities impacting on the country right now.
I guess it also shows just how important it is for infrastructure to be shored up in conflict zones like Iraq. I mean, this is the kind of catastrophic event that would be worse than the impact of any terrorist group.
That's absolutely right. And what we see in conflict areas is that the kind of routine maintenance that's so necessary for public infrastructure, this is one of the first things that doesn't get done when there's a conflict. You know, in the case of Iraq, we had last year a cholera outbreak, and the source of the outbreak was the lack of maintenance that was done to public water systems. These dams are very sturdy dams, and if regular maintenance is done, they perform very well.
Are you confident that the Iraqi government now does have this situation under control and that they understand the nature of the threat?
You know, it's so positive that in the last few days, we've seen the contract awarded. The government is talking to its people about the steps that they need to take. They are leading on this issue, and that's a very, very important step.